Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 33-year-old Xavier Cummings of Cocoa, Florida. Miles, where the hell is Cocoa? I'm going to guess the East Coast of it.
I believe it is, yes.
With that kind of name, you cannot be on the west side of Florida, right?
No. I think that's
I've heard of Cocoa Beach.
There's Cocoa Beach, but this is Cocoa, Florida, so I assume Cocoa Beach is close to Cocoa. Either way, our friend Xavier lives in Cocoa, Florida. And last Thursday, he was wandering on the highway, which in Florida is not that unusual, but still, the cops stopped to see what he was doing. But as they were trying to talk to him, he hopped into the running police car, and he took the hell off. He stole their car. Now, these two yahoos are stranded on the side of the road. Well, they radio it in, and, a high-speed chase ensues. Finally, another cop runs him off the road. Then the car goes off the road, crashes into some woods. But the story does not end there. Oh, no. So now, our friend Xavier seems that he has a very specific M.O. See, when a bunch of cops showed up, you steal a cop car, right? They're all showing up for it. All these cops come up. They try to grab him. Well, he managed to run past them. And you know what he did? He jumped into another running cop car and stole that one, too, and took the hell off and got into another high-speed chase. Well, this time, they deployed the spike strips to stop him, and it worked. And after turning off their vehicles, they were able to arrest him. So before they even approach this guy again, it's like, be advised, turn off your goddamn car because he will steal it. Right? Because I mean, that's just what he keeps doing. So they'll turn off the cars. They manage to grab this guy. They arrest him. He faces a ton of charges. Anyway, he was asked why he stole the cops' cars. And here's the twist. He explained the cops told him to. Telepathically. They said, you're going to jail then.
They're always doing that.
Everything.
Hey, steal the car. Steal our car.
Speed. Rob the bank.
Yeah.
Buy these drugs. Always telepathically. Right. So to Xavier. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Steven Throhill, good to please everyone how Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Corey. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. All right, Corey, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. You know you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm going to go interior decorating.
Yes.
Yes. That's right, singing, my brother, because we are going to the butt today, where a new body scanner at the Audrain County Jail, this is in Missouri, just made its first discovery, and it revealed something hidden inside of an inmate. Now, according to a press release, The county sheriff's office installed a full-body scanner, similar to an X-ray machine, to reduce the spread of viruses with their hands-on searches. In other words, we're tired of touching people's dirty butts. Let's just get the scanner. Now, deputy said that Artie Knoll Jr., he was booked into jail for driving while revoked and a traffic violation. And they said Knoll denied having any contraband on his person. And he was telling the truth because his contraband was in his person. Because when he was scanned, deputies said they noticed an anomaly in the image. We go back to the press release where they say they ended up turning over the contraband hidden in his rectum after he was confronted. So in this case, they said, look, man, we see something on the scanner. It's in your rectum. You want to just come clean with this, or do we have to go through the rigmarole? He said, look, you busted me. Here's my stuff. Now, the sheriff's office said without the body scanner, this would have gone unnoticed, and he would have gotten into jail. The beauty of this article is that they're bragging about the scanner. They don't even care this guy shoved all this crap up his butt, but he did. The question is, what did he shove into his rectum? Was it a gun, drugs, cash, or a small bottle of booze? Also known as an airplane bottle.
What do you guys think?
I mean, if he's a real man, he'd have fit it all in there, but...
Guns, yeah. Drugs, what was the third option, Steve?
Cash or cash, a small bottle of booze.
Cash, okay.
Cash.
I don't know, man.
Corey, if it was me, I mean, I like drugs and all, but I just think the way the fit would take place, I don't need cash in there. I don't think. Maybe I'd... I don't think I'm going to be in long enough to need cash. Drugs, I could definitely see me doing that. Gun, I don't need a gun. I'm going to go small bottle of booze. Just because I knew if I was in there, I'd be like, you know what? I'm just going to drink this mini and chill the hell out.
Are we saying it's one miniature, though?
Yeah, I'm going to say so.
I don't know, man. That seems like a lot of effort for one shot.
How many minis? So I go, Ted, you're the mule on our airplane. We're going into the concert.
All right.
How many does it make it worthwhile? I understand you go up there. I'm not just sticking one in there. So what? No, we just get to like, dude, just, all right, here's four, Ted. Put four in your anus. Now it's worth your while.
I just would pick a different vessel, like a half pint.
No. Okay. All right. Damn. All right.
Ooh.
I'm going to concerts with you. Come on, Ted. Pop a squat, man.
With that said, I do think it was a gun, though.
You think gun?
Yes.
Corey, gun, drugs, cash, or small bottle of booze? Where are you heading?
I'm going to go cash.
Corey says cash.
Cash,
Ted
money.
Ted says gun. I say airplane mini. We're going to find out what he had there in his backside. Was it a gun, drugs, cash, or a small bottle of booze next?
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Categories interior decorating on profile. This Missouri County Jail, they put a full body scanner in and they found something in an inmate's backside. X-ray caught it. Said he didn't have anything on him. He didn't have something in him. He hid it in his rectum. Question is, what did he hide? Guns, drugs, cash, or a small bottle of booze?
All right, well, we had Corey on the line. He has since dropped, but he went with cash. Cash money. Oh, Corey, I'm sorry. It was not cash. Miles Montgomery, you said based on your own preference and basically the size of your rectum, what would be reasonable? Be a little airplane mini of booze?
Sounds good to me.
Nope. Sounds good to me, too. Hey, bro, pass some of that butt booze I heard you brought it. E.T. Smith, you went with the gun.
Gun.
Oh, no. It was the standard, man.
Drugs.
Okay.
Did it say what kind?
You know, I'm going to check right now. Let's see what he has. Wrong paper. Let's see here. Says drugs. Just says. Oh, any guesses on drugs?
Missouri? Meth.
Meth. It is, in fact, meth.
Right. All right, get that one right.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tan.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today, Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Ted Swift.
Is it Ted or is it Larry?
That is the question. All these guys have talented teams of writers and help them come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
NBC had announced that it will not air next year's Golden Globes.
Gloves. Sports fan much?
NBC announced it will not air next year's Golden Globes due to the controversy surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. It's like NBC said to ABC, we see your hostless award show and we raise you no award show.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
NBC announced it will not air next year's Golden Globes due to the controversy surrounding the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. Yeah, it's like NBC said to ABC, we see your hostless award show and raise you no award show.
Matthew Perry's Raya X is kicked off the exclusive dating app for breaking privacy guidelines. And if you don't know what Raya is, it's because you're not rich or famous.
Be tense,
tense.
It is. It's crazy. Rich people have their own app.
Keep people like us off of it.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them.
I've never heard of that in my life.
No, I haven't either.
I heard about it from a pro athlete.
Oh, there you
go. I said, I never heard of this. He goes, yeah, you would.
Oh, damn.
Thanks. But I'm verified on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute, man. Yeah.
Girl, the rental car place thought it was impressive. There's a big scandal in horse racing as it was just revealed that Medina Spirit, the horse that won last week's Kentucky Derby, tested positive for steroids after the race. When he heard, the horse said, hey, you said that needle was for the third Pfizer vaccine.
Jimmy
Myers. Fallon.
Another big story is a scandal in horse racing. It just came out that Medina Spirit, the horse that won last weekend's Kentucky Derby, tested positive for steroids after the race. When you heard that, the horse was like, hey, you said that needle was the third Pfizer vaccine.
Did you get an email at the time you were recording that?
I can tell you probably it said something like, I can't read all your drives.
Oh.
Jesus, I didn't even notice it.
Download
it. I know.
A small sketch of a bear by Leonardo da Vinci measuring less than 8 square inches expected to sell for more than over $60 million at an auction, which is way too high because da Vinci was originally trying to draw a dog.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, that's Seth.
Small sketch of a bear by Leonardo da Vinci measuring less than 8 square inches is expected to sell at an auction for over $16 million, which is way too high because da Vinci was originally trying to draw a dog.
Controversy, sketch, and there's one other one. Those were the words.
Oh, that's the one where, we're having a little spell check conversation earlier. Like, man, just get close enough for spell check will correct you. And Ted's like, dude, spell check's like, I don't know what you're trying to spell. I can't even offer you help.
I'll be out the drive-thru times today. All right, well, this is sad news. If you like SportsCenter, ESPN, also if you live in the Pacific Northwest, obviously you know who Kenny Mayne is.
Sure.
He's been on there for 27 years.
We've had him on our show. I remember that, Miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the coolest pictures. That and Ice Cube are probably two of my favorite pictures.
Oh, sure.
Miles plays football with him.
Yeah, you did. You played
a Galaxy far away. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's still a great, quarterback. Still has an arm.
Yeah, he's got a cannon.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Or maybe you just run slow, so it seemed like a bomb.
Not only that, but you can't notice really on television. But Kenny Mayne is a big guy.
Yeah, he's not tiny.
He's jacked. Like, he still goes to the gym all the time. Like he's built. So when he gets out there, it's like his arm hasn't really lost too much.
You know
and he's got a great charity with the is it Run Freely?
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
They help a lot of people who have a hard time. A lot, especially a lot of military.
Yeah.
To get them back on their feet, get them able to exercise. It's an incredible charity.
Right, because keep in mind, right, he's a college quarterback, gets injured. That's what kind of got him back into doing, like, TV hosting stuff. But yeah, he joined them in 92.
Damn.
He was a big fixture on ESPN2 for motorsports and horse racing coverage. Sunday NFL Countdown. You would recognize some of the things he used to do, like the main event.
Right, right.
And this and that. You've seen some of them. The one with Marshawn. Sorry.
Oh, where he goes to Applebee's and goes over to Damon Buster.
In Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
It's when he's in Buffalo, but it's a famous one. Sorry, that's what makes me think of Marshawn grabbing my junk.
I was wondering what the connection was.
But I was trying to jump
I know. You're trying to remember his name, right.
I just didn't get to that part. I grabbed it and remembered. Yeah. But awesome stuff. He's from Kent, Washington. Like I said, he was at UNLV before he got injured and stuff. So, you know, I get it. He's been there forever.
Yeah.
Like what did he say? He said it was a salary cap.
Casualty.
I mean, I'm sure there's more to it as you see other ESPN personalities tweeting out the last couple days. I saw Marty Smith got an extension and this and that.
Ooh.
So, right. I like Marty Smith. He's like the southern part of my family. But, like, yeah, there's some, like, Berman's still there doing the same thing.
Which is just tired.
I'm with you. And
who knows what they're paying.
And I love Berman, right? Maybe they don't pay him anything. He just shows up.
I have nothing against Berman at all. But it's just time to move on, man.
And, then, you know, to be honest with you, when he does that recap, it is classic Chris Berman.
But that's why they seem to encapsulate him. And the one thing that he still does well, which is, what, 2-minute, 3-minute recap, whatever it is. And he does great.
Because he actually shows highlights. So you're excited that it's just not talking heads talking about what happened instead of showing you what happened in the game. You know, it's like, thank God.
Well, I think that's part of it, too, is that ESPN has just kind of moved away from that.
Yeah, so it's
like
the
morning time, right? It's even in the morning show. Like I said, like I like some of the personalities on Get Up. But outside of having Jay Williams come over for a little bit of a hoops talk or maybe Jalen Rose, like they just talk NFL football 365
I got to think part, I mean, one, and look, the NFL is obviously a machine, but once the draft happens, like, that's all she wrote, right? Because the NFL, if ESPN doesn't do it, then everyone's going to NFL Network. And I think they know that now because with, like, Good Morning Football on NFL Network, it's actually a quality show. You know, the name of it just sounds stupid. It's going to be camping. They actually do an exceptionally good job. They bring in different guests, and they bring in different athletes. So they're bringing a guy from the NBA. It doesn't matter. It's just when you're there, we're going to talk football. Look, so I think with ESPN, honestly, I really think NFL Network, as far as some of those shows go, is starting to kick their ass. And right now, after the draft, we're all pumped about it, unless you're a Raiders fan and you know your team's doomed. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're all pumped about our team. You want to learn about the draft picks. They do all the story. Like, honestly, to keep up, man, Because NFL Network basically said to ESPN, we're going to be the ESPN of all football all the time.
There's also a new model on a contract that's just finally kind of showing the, I don't know, for the first time ever. So, for an example, you could work for another company. And I've thought about this a lot. Like, I watch a lot of golf. I know it's boring for people. But if you're going to watch golf, like I do, I love Jim Nance. Jim Nance is the guy that does. So
he's perfect for golf.
And if CBS has the Masters or NBC has the Open or whatever it is, Jim Nance should be there. And he should be a contractor from, and this is the way they're writing these contracts, for the PGA. So regardless of who gets the contract on those tournaments, they get to pick the people that they would like to see, at least some of them in the broadcast booth. Same being said for Kenny Mayne. If there's the Kentucky Derby, or if Mike Tirico also does golf, you know, like Charles Barkley, if TBS has the NBA, or if it's on, you know, ABC on Saturday afternoon, or whoever has the finals or whatever, like Charles Barkley needs to be there. And he did actually, because he's got that in his contract, he showed up for NCAA basketball.
Right, but so, that's still owned by the same company.
It is.
I think sometimes, too, just with sports and sports entertainment, like, let's not overthink it, right?
Right.
And sports people get caught in this, right? Like, kids nowadays seem to play one sport and they want to specialize.
Yeah.
But you realize, like, most pro athletes grew up playing multiple sports.
Yes.
A lot of them, when they're not playing football, I know this is going to crush NFL fans, they don't care about the NFL.
No.
So the fact that we talk about it, 365, and you're right, they don't show highlights as much. Now, SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt, I like. He talks about every sport, shows actual highlights. Got Stanford Steve in there. You're talking bad beats and gambling.
But it also is a different interpretation, and I like how he presents it. You could not be a sports fan at all. I hate sports. Good for you. But you could still watch SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt and be interested. He's very compelling how he chooses. He's not a screaming head. He's not one of these guys, right? I mean,
but it's a different version of SportsCenter.
It is, but he's just a really good broadcaster who obviously likes sports, and he talks about sports. But I mean, you don't even have to be interested. It's like, I don't care about golf. I know you guys know that, but if he's talking about golf, I will listen to Scott Van Pelt but retain what he says.
And we miss, like, the afternoon sports centers, right?
Sure.
That there's still obviously going to be more sports heavy.
I'm checking it on my phone.
The morning shows now are just people yelling at each other.
But Kenny Mayne can do anything. I mean, that Kenny Mayne Wild World of Sports or whatever he used to do, where he was, like, you know, going to crazy places where they roll down hills and, you know, like, he made all that stuff entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. How I found out about some of the crazy horse racing in Italy and this and that. Yeah. And I don't know. I honestly thought he had left ESPN a few years ago and then kind of showed back up. But I guess he had been.
And I'll say one more thing about Kenny Mayne. I was thinking about this a lot, too. You want another guest host for Jeopardy? He's a smart dude.
He would be great on that.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's dry about things.
Real quick.
But he's nice. He's fun. You know what I mean? Like, he would be almost the perfect candidate to just get out of the world of sports for a little bit if you want to. He could do so many other things, still be entertaining. People would love him.
He reminds me of Mike Rowe.
Did he ever drive a motorcycle?
I don't know.
That's a random question, bro. Where's it going?
Not really, though. Third season finale of Myron's. Jesus. Myron's FC. It's the spinoff of Sons of Anarchy.
Right.
Oh, that's on tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Wisconsin man chases his mom on her neck on Mother's Day because he, quote, couldn't find his phone. That's nice. Meanwhile, customs agent sees a bag at D.C. airport from India filled with what cows make on the throne. Family goes to clean out dead father's home and find a human remain inside. Lightning hits a road in Florida and throws hot asphalt into someone's ride. And a moose visits UConn campus, but is 2 months early for freshman orientation. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We're going to D.C., where Customs and Border Patrol agents at Washington Dulles International Airport made an interesting seizure. They found a bag that had been left behind and followed protocol in clearing the area for inspection. What they eventually found inside the bag? Cow pies.
I did not know all the things that cow pies were used for after the fact.
Oh, exactly.
I read that article. It's like, how did I... Never heard of this.
Like what? Real ones, not the cookies.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say more accurately, cakes of cow dung. Yeah, this is actually cow excrement that has been actually molded into little patties, as it were.
Okay, so like other than perhaps fertilizer, what are some of the other
remarkable saw something that
uses?
Said that it was actually like good for the skin. Like people all were turning it into like a lotion things. That they would rub all over themselves.
Your skin looks great, but I just don't want to be near you.
Right.
What is that smell?
Why do you think the bathroom smells the way it does when I leave?
That's what it is.
I'm wearing dung.
Given the caution surrounding foot and mouth disease, which can be spread by international feces, the pies were destroyed.
International feces. That is a band.
That's exactly. International feces.
It's not the international feces.
It's just international feces.
These guys sound like... In other news, unfortunate story for a group that has some explaining to do. They were renting a home overlooking the local bay and were only allowed 6 people inside of the home, which eventually turned into a birthday party with 30 people in attendance.
Because that's exactly what's going to happen.
That's right. The biggest issue out of all of it, there is a video footage of over a dozen of the partygoers standing on a balcony overlooking the water as it collapses, sending them all falling 15 feet to the rocks and splintered wood below. 5 were treated at the scene, and 4 were taken to local hospitals.
Yep.
Everybody's
now
out.
You got splaining to do.
Indeed. That is it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed, it is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.